Star Wars 7x7 episode 3302. We're going to get back to looking at the Ahsoka Tano essential episodes as defined by the fine folks at Lucasfilm in preparation for our enjoyment of the Ahsoka series. Today, we're going to start talking about Twilight of the Apprentice, which is the finale, the two-part finale of season 2 of Star Wars Rebels. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So just to catch us back up to where we left off with this conversation, the last time we saw Ahsoka and Ezra and Kanan, they were in the Jedi Temple on Lothal getting different messages in their own visions. And the reason why they're going to Malachor in this episode is because that's where Yoda told Ezra he should go to basically learn how to defeat the Sith. And in retrospect, one wonders just exactly what Yoda had in mind when he sent Ezra there, because of course Malachor is home to a Sith temple, which then when it turned out they found a Sith holocron and put it inside this obelisk, it activated a weapon, or as Maul referred to it, a battle station, and as a presence embedded within the thing said that it had the power to destroy life. Kind of reminds me of that X-Files episode where Mulder meets the genie and one of his wishes is for peace on Earth, and so the genie makes everyone else disappear. So Yoda offers Ezra the knowledge to be able to defeat the Sith, but it would require him to go to the dark side of the Force himself to do it by killing all the Sith using this power to do it. Seems like a rather dangerous object lesson, but we're going on a tangent here. Let's talk about Ahsoka, who, as they are flying to Malachor and discussing what they know about, you know, the Sith there and stuff, she says that there's always a bit of truth in legends that for a long time has been seen as sort of a wink and a nod to the expanded universe, which is now legends. And the idea that, yeah, things may no longer be canon, but we're certainly seeing things being reintroduced to the canon that had been previously set out in Legends. So yes, that's long been seen as a comment, not just about what's happening in the story, but also a bit of a meta comment as well. Then when they get to Malachor and they get into the temple space, you know, there are places where there's writing on walls, and Ahsoka describes it as the old tongue or the old form, and she says she can only read a few words, but we don't get what any of those words are, and naturally the action happens, and so we're blissfully unaware of what it might have been. Then a new Inquisitor shows up and there's a fight and Ezra is separated. Kanan and Ahsoka are able to capture the Inquisitor, but while they are distracted, that Inquisitor calls the fifth brother and the seventh sister, and so they eventually show up. It turns out that they were nearby because they are hunting a quote-unquote shadow on Malachor, and Ezra happens to meet that shadow while he is separated, and that shadow turns out to be none other than Maul. So Maul and Ezra retrieve the Sith holocron that's there. Maul hasn't been able to do it by himself because, you know, Sith and the rule of two, the master and the apprentice, so it takes two people to do it, and thank goodness Ezra showed up for him, right? So then they get back to where Ahsoka and Kanan are, and Ahsoka is naturally shocked to see Maul alive. Or perhaps more accurately stated, shocked to see him there, because as we know from the ending of the Clone Wars series, she set him loose and she saw him survive, fly away on the shuttle. But as far as we know, she's not seen hide nor hair of him ever since. And the episode ends as Maul and Kanan and Ahsoka and Ezra are about to face off against the three Inquisitors, and Maul is very tickled by the proposition. He's just cackling and saying, "What fun!" So the TLDR, basically, is that the Inquisitors were hunting a shadow and an artifact, and the shadow is Maul, and the artifact was a Sith holocron, and Maul had been hunting it, but thanks to Ezra's arrival, was able to actually get it. As far as Ahsoka herself goes, we don't learn a heck of a lot about her that's new in this episode, other than possibly that she can understand some quote-unquote old tongue, which is probably some Sith writing, and that naturally she's surprised to see Maul. The reason why this is included in the Ahsoka Tano Essential episodes is because you can't really see the next episode without having seen this episode for the setup purpose. There's also some fun banter between Ahsoka and Rex via hologram at the beginning of the episode where, you know, he's not sure that she should be going on this mission and she is pretty sure she needs to, and she says, well, you know, I outrank you anyway, which may not exactly be accurate now because, of course, this episode was released before the Season 7 of the Clone Wars situation happened, and in Season 7 of the Clone Wars, Rex is promoted to the rank of Commander, which is the title that Ahsoka had prior to leaving the Jedi Order. But Rex says, in my book, it's experience that counts. And she says, well, I think I got more experience than you too. And for all we know, that might not be accurate anymore as well, because we see in the Bad Batch that Rex has been running operations since the fall of the Empire. We don't know how long he was doing that for and how long he had been, you know, hiding out on that one planet that we saw him in I think it's Clone Commanders, and it's very early on in Rebels. So yeah, ultimately you need this episode because you need it for the next episode, and that's what we're going to talk about on our next episode, as it turns out. So that's what I've got for you on today's episode of the podcast, and it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.